Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. This is the first weekend of December, the last month of 2022. Here in Ottawa, we have had many windy and gray days over the past week. As I sit and talk with you now, it is an overcast day with a strong wind blowing outside. I can hear the sound of wind chimes from time to time. Some people in my neighborhood keep the wind chimes throughout the year in front of their houses. During summer, the sound of a wind chime is refreshing. But in winter, it feels more like a reminder how cold it is outside. Isn't it interesting the way we perceive the same thing changes under different conditions? The story I wanted to share with you today is from December. The December long time ago when I was 10 years old. When I was young, my family used to visit my maternal grandmother's house after Christmas to help the family with the end of the year cleaning of their house. In Japan, there is a tradition called the Great Cleaning. Each family does a thorough cleaning of their house in preparation for the new year. Since my grandmother and her family lived in a big house and they had many things to prepare for the new year, my family started going over to their house to do the cleaning. It was usually about a week-long stay, and while I was there, I always looked forward to meeting my eldest cousin and playing with her. But that winter, she was not at home, visiting her fiancé's family in another city. The story I am about to tell you, I have never shared with anybody else. It's one of those moments that are not really important, but somehow stick in your mind forever. I hope that you will enjoy today's story. When I almost helped myself to a feast. My eldest cousin got married in the early summer when I turned 11. In December prior to that, I visited my grandmother's house with my family and happened to meet my cousin's then-fiancé for the first time. One of the things I always looked forward to whenever staying at my grandmother's place was to play with my eldest cousin. Since when I was a toddler, despite her busy work schedule as a school teacher, my cousin always took time to play with me at home or take me out to some special places during my stay. But that winter, to my disappointment, she was out most of the time. When I asked adults about her, they told me that she was busy but would come home soon. One evening, I walked into the dining room and found a table full of gorgeous dishes. It wasn't uncommon for a feast to take place at my grandmother's house to welcome guests. There was a bowl of huge strawberries, and as usual, I casually reached my hand to taste one when my mother came running to stop me. "Don't," she said rather urgently, "that's not for you." Surprised by the serious tone of her voice, I quickly removed my hand. I asked her and others in the room whom the feast was for, but nobody gave me a clear answer. A few minutes later, they brought the dishes to the guest room. As I waited in the dining room, wondering who was having this very special feast, I was called to the guest room with my mother. To my surprise, there in the guest room was my cousin, sitting next to a stranger. "This is my younger sister and her daughter," my uncle's voice rang next to us. After greeting the stranger, I sat across from my cousin. She looked bubbly in a way that I had never seen her before. She started talking about my family's annual winter visit to their house, and on our return trip, how I was always crammed in the back seat with all kinds of fresh vegetables and other items given to us by my grandmother and my uncle. "The car is sinking due to the weight of vegetables and rice bags," she said, laughing hard. "And this poor little cousin of mine is sitting in the back seat, almost drowned in the sea of those souvenirs." My cousin laughed so much that her fiancé looked at her perplexed, possibly trying to figure out what about the story it was that made her laugh to tears. I also sat there speechless. I had never known that my cousin was paying attention to the way I was sinking among the vegetable bags and other gifts from my grandmother as we waved goodbye to them after our winter visit each year. Moreover, I had never seen my cousin laugh so much that I started worrying that at this rate she might go out of her mind soon. I don't recall a single thing that I said during that brief meeting. All I remember is the feast I almost helped myself to, my cousin's laughter, and the shock I saw on her fiancé's face.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.